Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, Amelia listeners. Pip here, popping up with a quick recommendation for a show that both Øystein and I have been really enjoying recently. It's called The Very Worst Thing That Could Possibly Happen, an audio fiction podcast that follows a man in Hong Kong who discovers he can write letters to his favourite author, a woman on the other side of the world who's been dead for 30 years. Guided by mysterious forces, they meet in the middle in a profound and life-changing attempt to find love and meaning in a broken world. Like Amelia, this is a story that travels the globe and features different cultures, accents, and languages. But that's where the similarities stop. This show is unlike anything I've heard in audio drama before, both in its use of music, with songs expertly woven into the narrative, and in terms of its sexy, adult-orientated scenes of intimacy. The Very Worst Thing That Could Possibly Happen is an exciting, thought-provoking, emotionally charged and highly ambitious show. You can listen to it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. This phone call isn't happening. If you're not serious about this, hang up. Now. If you continue, there's no way back. Good choice. A new life awaits. You'll hear back from us within the hour. If you don't hear back, please consider the whole thing a hoax. Leave your message after the beep.
There are 31 million people waiting for me. No way I can do this. No way. I have to disappear. For the love of God, call me.
Amelia Project by Philip Thorne and Øystein Braga, with music and sound design by Frederick Baden. Episode 7. Bob.
Come in.
Hello. I'm Bob.
I'm Bob. Love it. Oh, well, take a seat, Bob. How do you do?
I'm fine, thanks.
Fine! Oh, that's so...
What?
What? How do you come up with this stuff?
I just...
Bob! Brilliant!
Open my mouth.
Coco, Bob!
Yes, please.
How is it?
Hot.
You're killing me! Killer, killer! What was it the Guardian called you?
Funniest man of the year.
Oh, of the century, more like.
I'm not really that funny.
Would you just excuse me a moment?
Sure.
Oh, wait till she hears. Alvina? Guess who I have here? Bob Cox. I know, right? And guess what he says to me when he comes in? He says, oh, wait for it. I'm Bob. Yes. I'm Bob. Oh, I'm probably not doing it right. When he does it, it was I'm Bob, right?
Yeah, I'm Bob.
Yeah, yes, that was the line. It's just when he does it, hey, look, I've got him here. Why don't I just get him to do it for you? Would you mind?
What?
Here, take my phone.
I am...
Say it, go on.
I'm Bob.
No, not really. It was better the first time. Okay, bye then. Why did you do that?
What?
I'm Bob. That's not funny.
But you just said it was...
Now Alvina just thinks I'm stupid.
I'm sorry.
What's meant to be funny about I'm Bob?
Nothing.
I'm Bob. Ridiculous.
I agree.
Don't use that in your next show.
I won't.
Right.
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 The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Tell me a joke.
What?
A proper joke.
Oh, please don't make me do this.
A joke, and then we get down to business.
What? Why can't Donald Trump draw a perfect circle?
No, I don't know.
Because drawing a perfect circle is impossible for any human being.
How would you rate that joke on a scale from 1 to 10? 1 being the best and 10 being the worst.
9? That bad.
I've heard autopsy reports that have been funnier. Want to have another go?
Not really.
Have another go.
What did one dentist say to the other dentist?
I don't know.
We're both dentists.
You know that thing where they say it's so bad it's good?
Yeah.
Well, that was just bad.
I'm screwed.
Ah, don't beat yourself up. You're just having an off day. It happens.
An off month, more like.
Really?
I haven't told a decent joke in 4 weeks.
You were hilarious earlier.
I'm Bob.
No, not that. The other stuff.
What other stuff?
I don't know. The other stuff. The ad-libbing. You were funny.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you. Oh, my God, you weren't, were you?
No. It's just you didn't know yet.
Didn't know what?
That I'd lost my sense of humour.
Now that's funny.
No, it's not.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd put it at
least... It's not funny.
Bob Cox has lost his sense of humour.
Shh. Nobody's allowed to know that.
Tell me a joke.
What?
Tell me a joke.
No way.
Joke. 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 Joke.
What's red and smells of blue paint?
I don't know.
Red paint.
Oh, my God, that's bad. How did this happen?
I just woke up and realised something was missing.
No. How can a talent like yours just disappear?
I don't know.
Well, it's not possible.
You heard me. I suck.
Indeed.
Luckily, no one's noticed yet.
How can no one have noticed? My 5-year-old niece does better knock-knock jokes than that.
Well, people are just so used to finding me funny, they're in stitches, whatever I say. As long as I keep the exchanges short, they don't notice.
Well, tickle my belly and dip me in jelly.
I just grin, do the wink, and people think I'm saying something witty. It's not going to get me through a 2-hour show, though.
Just stick to the script and you'll be fine.
I don't do scripts. I just walk out on stage and riff. That's what they love. Every show is different.
Wow. Live at the Apollo. That was all...
All improvised, yes. It's the one thing I've always been able to rely on. The jokes, they just come. Even when I don't want them to. Even when it's inappropriate. At my aunt's funeral, I'd plan a real tearjerker of a eulogy, but I had them rolling in the pews.
I have the solution.
You do?
Yes. Coco.
Coco. How's that going to...
This isn't just any old Coco. This is Coco from Les Deux Margaux in Paris.
What is Les Deux
Margaux? It helped Brecht and Hemingway through many a writer's block. It's a lubricant for the imagination. As energizing as a jog down Champs-Élysées, and as stimulating as Brigitte Bardot sucking a lollipop. Now, close your eyes. Clear your mind. Sit back and sip. Don't forget to Another sip. One more time. This time with feeling. Yes. Now, tell me a joke. I told you.
I've got one.
Hit me.
What's bright blue, hangs on the wall, and whistles?
I give up, I don't know.
A herring.
What?
Still no good.
Well, it's just a herring's not bright blue, is it?
You can paint it bright blue.
But it doesn't hang on the wall.
You can nail it to the wall.
A herring doesn't whistle.
Oh, shit, you're right. It doesn't work.
Okay, I think we can safely say your talent has buggered off for good.
Oh, damn. You know what day it is tomorrow?
Pancake Day?
No, it's the Oscars.
Right, I wouldn't know. I'm not a film buff.
Yes, but I'm the host.
Oh no.
You see my problem?
Oh, that mustn't happen.
There is no way I'm getting in front of those cameras tomorrow.
Not with jokes about whistling herrings.
Which is why I need your services before it's too late.
Hang on, slow down. You don't need our services. A bout of stomach flu should do the trick.
It's not just the Oscars. The week after, I play the Hollywood Bowl.
Pneumonia, then.
The week after that, I start a tour of Australia.
A broken leg. Joey and Salvatore can help. It's on the house.
After that, it's a tour...
Okay, I get the picture.
I'm booked out for the next 3 years.
And you can't just, I don't know, quit?
What excuse would I give? There are fans in London, Oslo, Amsterdam and New York with tickets to see me. There's a Channel 4 show in the making. There's a Children in Need gala to host. I've committed to an entire season of Have I Got News For You? How can I turn my back on all that? Nope. It's all or nothing. I have to disappear. For good. And before I make a dick of myself in front of George Clooney and Julia Roberts. You have an idea?
No.
Oh, I need your help.
This calls for some more cocoa. Top up.
Yes, please.
Little chocky-chocky muse. Got it.
Oh, thank God.
Here's what we do. You go to the Oscars.
What? No. I'd rather do karaoke dressed as a...
Yes. Yes?
I can't end it.
A hot dog? A lobster? A giant penis?
Oh, you make it sound so easy.
Relax. You just have to get up on stage to kick off the ceremony.
No. What will I say?
I'm Bob. Do the wink. They'll laugh. They'll applaud. Maybe even some cheers. Trust me.
Sure. But then what?
Then a spotlight comes crashing down on your head.
Wow. You can do that.
I'm Bob. That's our cue.
I'm Bob. Crash.
You'll actually be giving the organisers their money's worth. That's an opening nobody will forget. You'll make your fee out to Amelia, of course.
Of course.
Now, what would you like to do in your new life?
Something that doesn't require a sense of humour.
Well, let me check the catalogue. How about a tax accountant in Middlesbrough? Does that sound dull enough?
Whew. Perfect.
Then let's crack open the champagne. You remember the cue?
I'm Bob.
I'm Bob.
I'm Bob. Crash.
And Bob's your uncle.
You'll hear back from us within the hour. If you don't hear back, please consider the whole thing a hoax. Leave your message after the beep.
Sorry, that was silly. I just couldn't resist. That's the problem, though. It's like a damn reflex. Talking of reflexes, what do you call a cow with a twitch? Beef jerky. Sorry, that were a digression. So, here's the issue. Until about a month ago, I was a sombre kind of guy, and that's why I became an undertaker. And then, one Monday morning, I wake up, and it's just gag, gag, gag. No idea how this happened, and nothing I can do about it. Anyway, it turns out families of the recently deceased don't appreciate a gagging undertaker. I've pissed off so many people in the last 4 weeks, even Piers Morgan would be jealous. It all got to a head when I pointed out to that tough Russian dude that he'd missed an opportunity for a pun on his wife's gravestone. Now he's threatened to hunt me down and make me dig my own grave. I need help. Call me.
The Amelia Project is produced by Imploding Fictions in association with Open House Theatre Vienna. This episode featured Alan Bergen as the interviewer, Mudu Bar as Bob, Glyn Phillips as Cecil, and Julia Morizawa on the answer phone. It was written by Philip Thorne and directed and edited by Øystein Brager. Music and sound design by Frederik Baden, graphic design by Anders Pedersen, and Coco from Les Deux Magots. In order to grow our show, we need to grow our audience, so we would be super grateful if you could recommend us to anyone you think might enjoy The Amelia Project. Grab their phone and subscribe them. Download the series onto USB sticks, drive around your neighbourhood and chuck them at strangers. Or, if you haven't done so yet, you could leave us a review on iTunes. We're at Amelia_podcast on Twitter, come and say hello, and our website is ameliapodcast.com. This week's podcast shout-out goes to the hilarious Wooden Overcoats, one of our very favourite audio dramas that has just started its third season. Check it out. Bye for now, and look forward to welcoming you back to Amelia again in 2 weeks' time.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is I reporting. He's at the Lao Chang restaurant, Changchun, northeastern China. It's spring 1997. Once it's started, I'll leave him in Ming's hands. That's a joke. Ming doesn't have hands.
And what do you do exactly, besides dance with strangers?
I work for the postal service.
You're a postman.
Weird, right?
Miss Cloutier, what is it?
It's just a bit strange. A letter for me from Hong Kong. And there's no stamp.
I need stamps to write a dead person?
Yep, there's a cost.
How much?
A pound. A pound of flesh. A pound of you.
Seems like a lot.
Lift up your shirt!
What's that?
Just Hold this tube over your stomach. We all don't laugh.
Ow!
Yeah, this is gonna hurt.
What?
Nothing!
The very worst thing that could possibly happen.
Sat up, please write back. If your letter can find me here, then I think we have a lot to talk about. Saludos. Raul.
The very worst thing that could possibly happen. An audio drama in 9 parts, produced by Wolf at the Door Studios. Out now. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.